Amen. Well, how many of you guys realize that speaking of the elites, the globalists, the Klaus Schwab and the gang, that one of the tactics they use against us is fear. Have you noticed that? And it's fear. I don't care if it's real or not. Most of it's generated fear anyway. But it could be the fear of the COVID pandemic, right? To get us to do what they want us to do. It could be fear of the one they're still working on now. Russia, Ukraine. It could be fear of Klaus's favorite about this one. The next coming pandemic is a cyber pandemic. The computer is going to shut down. Our way of life. Oh, this country, that country. It's always fear. The reason why they do that is because they know our nature. Unfortunately, we are more apt to surrender our freedoms in a time of fear than in peace. That's why they keep fear going. That's why when you tune into the news, the brainwashing channel, the news, it's always, they do that on purpose so that we will, out of fear, surrender our freedoms and accept their global tyranny. Now, with that said, I think there is one country that we do need to be concerned about for obvious reasons, like this guy shares. Watch this.
The news, make you afraid, the news, put all these stories on Iraq, Iran, North Korea, try to scare you, But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago? Why'd they have to watch that stupid show? There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world! That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schankly, Krankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm saying. But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't got to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world.
Good thing that behavior from Germany stopped after World War II. Folks, it's happening again right before our very eyes. Except this time the German megamaniac is not Adolf Hitler, it's Klaus Schwab. Another German under Hitler's regime who is doing the exact same thing with his modern-day SS agents, I call them, that are implanted in every developed country, including our own. And their plan is to take over the world. This is crazy. And this is why the last 12 times we've been taking a look at him. Klaus Schwab, who is this guy? Well, in a nutshell, why are we dealing with this as Christians? Because I believe it has everything to do with Bible prophecy. He is simply building, whatever he wants to call it, whether he admits it or not, the Antichrist kingdom. Because all the planks of the Antichrist kingdom is what he's pushing on the world. A one-world economy, a one-world religion, a one-world government, a cashless society, a mark of the beast system, biometrically tied into people with the hand or the forehead. What's that sound like? That's what it is. And it's no surprise because why? He grew up in Hitler's Germany. That's his dad on the right. That was his dad, Eugene, buddies with the Nazis. This is Klaus's world, right? And so basically he's taking what Hitler only got as far as Germany, and now he's bringing it to the world. But of course you don't say, hey, we're taking over the world. It's not the rise of the Fourth Reich. That's too obvious. So he calls it the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Great Reset, and he admits what? What was the trigger to start this plan to take over the world? The plandemic. He said it represents a rare but narrow opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset what? The world. Sound familiar? Very, very interesting. Not just interesting, we've been taking a look at the proof of that. We've already seen that Klaus Schwab is doing a modern-day Holocaust, just like Hitler. Also, they have a murderous motive. They don't care about us. We'll see that here in a second. We're just useless eaters, useless people. They've grabbed control of the food supply. They've also used that food to murder and manipulate and to make people docile. We also saw that they're genetically modifying the food so that if you didn't get the jab, they're going to get it in your food supply. We saw that they've got more than one genetic altering technology, and they even admit it's going to lead to an apocalypse, but oh well, we're still going to do it anyway. And they're not just doing plants and animals and insects, they're doing humans, genetically modification, repeating the days of Noah, the hybridization of mankind. We saw that they're also mixing and matching humans, chimeras is what they're doing, and they're even copying or cloning humans for sick reasons, as we saw. And then the last two times, they want to, on top of that, create a cyborg humanity. Just like the Star Trek movies, make the Borg. That's what they want to do. Not just have Big Brother on the outside of us, but on the inside of us, where they want to literally control you as a human down to your very thoughts. Okay? And that's not a conspiracy theory. We saw that three different ways. The plans are already here. We saw that they are wanting to do this on tape, the brain chips. And they admit, Klaus and the gang, that this is going to give them access to our very thoughts instantly. Okay? Then we saw Elon Musk is building the infrastructure with Neuralink that links brain chips to computers, and he can crank them out like an LASIK eye procedure very quickly, right? And other companies as well. Then he's building what's called Starlink that will link everything on a global basis with these brain chips. And then he's developing AI in our state of Nevada. And then he bought Twitter to be the new universal platform to interact with it all. He's a part of this, folks. We should have paid attention to his satanic suit. The mandating is already here. See, the brain chips is what? The right hand or the what? Forehead. So you got one of the two places that they're pushing to get this mark. Okay, these brain chips. And we saw the biggest dry run in man's history for this, right? Right? Who's going to roll over and take something in the hand or in the head? Well, did we just see with the COVID pandemic? On a global basis, you had to what? Wear a mask on your head in order to buy and sell. You had to get a shot in the arm, not too far from the hand, in order to buy and sell. What was that? It was the biggest dry run in history, all right? And then all he does, as we saw last time, well, they started promoting it, right? Because you can't just show up and say, hey, we're going to put a brain chip in everybody, and we're going to control you like a rat. You know, people would typically freak out. Could you agree? So they have to promote it, make it think it's like the best thing since sliced bread, man. If you would only get a brain chip, and I quote, we saw this last time, you could walk again, talk again, see again, have music stream directly to your brain, get rid of those ear pods, those things drive you nuts anyway. You could drive a car, any form of transportation, including a jet airplane, with your mind. With your mind, you can control devices, your phone, electronic devices, appliances. You can learn instantly anything, anywhere, at any time, no more school. You can even control your thoughts, get rid of depression, have only good positive emotions all the time. You can even pick out your dreams, what you want to, just like Netflix scrolling through this. And as we saw, it's already here. It's on tape. The technology's already here. This is what what they don't tell you. Say, oh yeah, a little side effect of the brain chip. We'll be able to delete your thoughts, control your thoughts, insert thoughts that weren't there before, and turn you into a remote controlled human. And I quote, where they would, with the push of a button, anybody that got this brain chip, they can make you run against your will, freeze in place, turn around, or completely lose control over your limbs against your will. These guys are sick. And again, basically what they want to do, everything else has been bad enough. They want to create this to the whole planet. The Borg. And they're going to control who is left on the planet with this technology. It's sick. Not just Big Brother on the outside, it's now on the inside, down to our very thoughts and controlling our bodies against our will on tape. You wonder why Jesus Christ is coming back to put a stop to this? This is just the tip of the iceberg of these sick satanic folks. Now, speaking of sick and satanic, you're like, wait a second, this is a Borg technology, brain chips, knowing our thoughts and taking over our bodies against our will. I mean, that's a violation of our basic human rights, right? And if you're thinking that, I hope you are. That's absolutely right. That is a violation of our basic human rights. But watch this. We've seen this before. But here's another interview spilling the beans on why they think they have the right to do this to people. Specifically those who got the jab. Because they say, you have no legal recourse now to try this in a human court of law. Listen to their rationale. Watch this.
The patent holders of the messenger RNA legally could claim ownership of human beings.
Yes. Yes, except that they're not human beings, Rick. This is the issue. They are synthetic genomes. They are a new species. In fact, they've already named the species. They call them Homo Borgensis. You and I are Homo sapiens. And what is homicide? Homicide is the unlawful taking of a human being. How do you describe a human being? It's defined as Homo sapien. So what happens when you kill somebody that is Homo Borgensis, who is not a Homo sapien? Is there a crime committed? If you shoot your dog in the head, did you commit a homicide? No, it's a dog, not a human. This is my concern as to where this goes. Do you want to talk about a slippery slope?
So they can declare a massive portion of the human population as non-human.
That's right.
So while we're all distracted on a myriad of other things, these guys are battling this out in court. Only a few are fighting against it, like Todd Callender, that lawyer there on the right. But this is what these guys are up to. We can do whatever we want to you now, at least those that got the shot, because technically you've been genetically modified with the mRNA technology, and, quote, technically, since you're not technically human anymore, you can't technically take them to a human court. You get it? This is how sick these guys are. And what they think of you and I, back to Hitler's term, useless people. It's gross. This is what's going on. And again, what was the name of this new species? Homo Borgensis. Do you think that was by chance? It's sick. But hey, I'm still preaching. I got a new jacket, and this is not a chicken. So guess what? There's got to be more, and there is. It just gets worse as you go. And apparently that's my job, to encourage you each week with that. But hey, here's the next one. Klaus Schwab and the genetic super soldiers. What? Are you serious? Yeah. Genetic super soldiers. And you're going like, well, why would they want to do that? Well, amongst other things, I think probably pretty obvious. I mean, once people really start catching on what these guys are up to and what they're doing to the human race, and now they consider those that got the shot like a bunch of dogs and we can do whatever we want to you, I think people are going to start to resist. So these guys are in the minority. We're the majority. That's what they're afraid of. So maybe they would probably behoove them to create some sort of, not just army, but some superhuman crazy army that we couldn't ever fight against, so that in case the rest of us begin to rebel or resist them taking over the world, that we're still doomed. But I also think, not only that, why are they doing super soldiers? Because I think it very well could be, not saying thus saith the Lord, but another crone theory today, I think it could be the same technology that could be used at the end of the 7-year tribulation to dupe people into doing the dumbest thing of all time. The Bible says Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are going to dupe the rest of the planet who's still alive at that end, at the very end, to do the dumbest thing ever, and that is, quote, take on God at the Battle of Armageddon. That's stupid. That's the ultimate God. What? But again, don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God. Let's take a look at that event, and let's take a look at what it's all about. And how does this play out? What's this got to do with super soldiers, right? Revelation 16, 12 through 16 is our text there. And if you find Revelation 16, what do? You go to verse 12, right? Is where we're going to start there for those of you paying attention, right? Revelation 12, let's go ahead and stand and read God's holy word. If you find the dictionary, take a left. But Revelation 16, this is about the battle of Armageddon. So the time frame is the very end of the 7-year tribulation. Most of the planet's been annihilated. Up to this point, with the seals, the trumpets, and this is the end of the bowls, right? But for those that remain, watch what Satan does. He's a liar, a deceiver, and a murderer, right? He leads people into the biggest bloodbath ever. That's who we have to deal with. Revelation 16, verse 12 says this, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings for the east. And then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of dragon, defined in Revelation 12 as Satan, out of the mouth of the beast, Revelation 13, the Antichrist, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are the spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the what? The whole world. Why? To gather them for the battle in the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come like a thief, Jesus says. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed. Then they gathered the kings together in the place that in Hebrew is called what? Armageddon. You may be seated. It's literally Har-Megiddo, or the hill of Megiddo, and we were just there a few weeks ago. And if you look at that, it's a big, once you get to the hill of Megiddo, they're still there to this day. You look at that expanse in front of it, it's perfect for a huge mega battlefield. I don't have time to get into this. And even in history, Napoleon and others, that's their favorite spot to do battles. Okay, and that's going to be the battle at the end of the seven-year tribulation, that exact spot, okay? But what we see here is the Bible's very clear that at the end of the seven-year tribulation, the Antichrist, Satan, and the false prophet are going to what? Dupe the whole world into basically the ultimate suicide mission. The dumbest thing ever, however you want to equate it, that you would literally think that you're going to defeat God. God never loses. You can't defeat God. He's God. And so I've often thought about, wait a second. How are they going to do this? I know they're going to do it because the Bible says they're going to do it. But how are they going to dupe people into doing this dumb thing? What? Well, believe it or not, as we'll see here shortly, I believe, maybe, not saying that's the Lord, but maybe, this super soldier technology, making people into literal superheroes, externally, internally, and genetically, might give people enough confidence to go, yeah. But see, you don't tell them that it's Jesus Christ and the church coming back riding white horses, Revelation 19. You tell them it's an alien threat from another dimension coming through that portal. And if you think that's a wild theory, we're going to demonstrate that today. But let's go back to Klaus Schwab, the gang super soldiers. Wait a second. Where did he get this idea from? We've already seen all this sicko stuff he's already been doing with eugenics and all that. Where is he getting it from? Can anybody guess? Hitler. That's right, Sam. Hitler. I saw that come out of your mouth. Hitler, once again, everything, he's taking what Hitler did, and he's bringing it to the whole world, including super soldiers. Hitler did the same thing to his army against their will. Watch this.
Special, stronger soldiers were needed. So it was decided that these soldiers had to be created. The idea was simple. Every day, after the tough foot crossings, the military medical staff would take small cartridges and make injections to the weakened soldiers. Injections against fatigue and tiredness.
In those cartridges, there was a substance which had been extracted from the blood of the poppy head, also called poppy milk. It was morphia. In low doses, it could completely remove painful sensations, and in high doses, immediately put a person to sleep. Only one injection, and Prussian soldiers overcame tens of kilometers without sleep and tiredness. They came to fight without fear, and if they were hurt, they did not feel pain. In the 1930s, German pharmacists developed another substance. It released a man from fear, hunger, and a wish to sleep, replenished his powers, put courage into him, and sharpened his reactions. No wonder Wehrmacht got interested in this substance and drug. The use of pervitin pills was widespread in the army and became the main and obligatory stimulant for the soldiers of the Third Reich.
Pervitin immediately showed good results in high stress, critical, and even near-death situations. They died for their motherland without fear, with happy smiles on their faces. Those who did not die returned home and later committed suicide, paying a terrible price. To be effective soldiers, they were turned into cyborgs, fearless, cold, and disposable killing machines. Universal soldiers.
Against their will, Hitler did this to his army to give him super strength, super abilities, to get an advantage. And aren't you glad that that ended with World War II? Remember how we saw Operation Paperclip? What did we do? We brought these Nazi scientists over here. And so guess what? As you will see in a second on tape, those Nazi scientists, amongst the other eugenics things we've been seeing, went immediately to work here in the U.S., to do the same thing to our soldiers still to this day. Watch this.
After the war, German scientists who invented pervitin were taken to the United States. There they worked on a creation of a stimulant for the American soldiers. Did the use of drugs then disappear from the army? For a long time, it was considered so. But in 2002, in Afghanistan, there was an incident that showed the world that the military was still using stimulants. The idea of creating a universal soldier remains. The restricted and secret research of this ideal formula continues. One of the last developments in this area became a brain stimulant. It is no longer a pill that could cause side effects, but a device which stimulates the work of the brain by electromagnetic pulses. It is going to be used in the USA Air Force and Navy. The scientists are convinced that it will only take the touch of a button and a person will no longer feel tired. As a matter of fact, nobody knows what will happen to a person after several months of this type of stimulation. It is also not known how soldiers will react to this new English invention, modafinil. This drug can completely switch off the human need for sleep. These discoveries prove that in spite of our experience of two world wars, even now, no country is going to deny the need for continuing experiments into universal soldier. The idea remains the same as it did a century ago. The ideal soldier must be strong, endurable, quick and accurate, and should also survive with little sleep and food. He must die for his motherland with a happy smile on his face, and the motherland will search for any possible means to do it.
Man, where do you even start with this? We brought over 1,600 Nazi scientists. Call it the something our national interest. Some articles I said, well, if we didn't do it, the Russians were going to do it. How about take them to the court, like the rest of the guys, and do your moral obligation, and they need to be hung for the crimes against humanity. But because we compromised, you don't think it's had an effect on our country? Government, military, we let these guys continue to do the same thing in Hitler. And I'm not anti-American, believe you me. And I'm not anti-military. But this is a stain that was brought to our country, an evil, and we're seeing it perpetrated. And I think we're reaping what you sowed. But they came from over here. It's still being done to this day. And notice that it was also the latest. They're going to skip the pharmaceutical. That's been the treatment of choice for decades. They're going to go straight to what? Brain stimulation, we saw last week. So they could what? Push a button and control that soldier. Why would you want a remote control soldier? I don't know. I got a theory that goes like this. Maybe sometime in the future, and not just America, but all countries that are working on this technology, it's all the same. Why would you want a universal soldier? A soldier that ultimately you can control against their will. Because maybe in the future, you're going to be asked to do something against your morals. Maybe in the future, you will be asked to do a dastardly deed and even shoot one of your fellow countrymen. You might hesitate. You might resist. But at the push of a button, we'll control you, make you do it anyway. Isn't that crazy? Now, I want to show you that that's not just happening, but again, not just for Klaus and the gang's global elite purposes to have their army in case the rest of us get tired of them trying to take over the world and start to resist. Who's going to defeat this army around the world? But I think it's the same technology that's going to dupe people in that Battle of Armageddon thing. That's my main threat. And so let me begin to demonstrate that with you. Three different ways. The first one is external enhancements. External enhancements, and basically the theme is what the theme that Hollywood's been pushing for 20 years now, superheroes. Not just super soldiers, but you could not only be a super soldier, but let's just call it for what it is. You, the average Joe, male and female, you, with these enhancements, can become like a real-life Iron Man, a real-life Hulk, a real-life, wouldn't that be cool? And believe it or not, that's already being done, and that is exactly how it's being pitch. But again, before we get started with that, are you serious? Are they really creating super soldiers? Or is this just some wacky Joe conspiracy guy thing? No, it really is true. And if you don't want to listen to me, listen to Vladimir Putin. He said several years ago, he admitted this on tape at a conference, a youth conference. And he told them that super soldier technology is not only real, but he said, listen, it's more dangerous than a nuclear bomb. Yeah, that's exactly how he said it. Watch this.
Человек приобретает возможность влезать в генетический код, созданный или природой, или люди с религиозными взглядами говорят Господом Богом. Последствия практически какие из этого могут наступить? Это значит, что уже можно это представить, даже не очень теоретически, а уже можно практически представить, что человек может создавать человека с заданными характеристиками. Это может быть гениальный математик, это может быть гениальный музыкант, но может быть и военный, человек, который может воевать без страха и без чувства сострадания, сожаления и без боли. То есть, вы понимаете, человечество может вступить, и, скорее всего, вступит в ближайшее время, в очень сложный и очень ответственный период своего развития и существования. И вот то, о чем я сейчас сказал, может быть страшнее ядерной бомбы.
If you were there on Wednesday, when we were doing that shamanism from the Philippines, and I totally butchered Filipino language. I tried my best, but people were there. You witnessed it. Whatever. My German, as you can tell, when I try to imitate Klaus Schwab, sounds like a cross between somebody from Hawaii and a vampire. Okay, I'll own up to that. But I can get this word from Russia down. Boom. I almost want to close in prayer right there on a high note, but let's move on. What'd he say on tape? He admitted? It's not just real technology, super soldier, and it's already being done. He said it's a real threat, like a nuclear. Boom, you Russian linguist, you. Right? So I'm kind of thinking, it's probably real. Exactly. Again, starting with the external enhancements, right? Because you can't have any soldier anymore that's getting bigger and badder, and you got to beat the other guy out. External enhancements. But the way they're pitching is very interesting. They're pitching to have super hero technology. It's going to make you, the average Joe, into something like a Hulk. Okay? In fact, that's one of the external devices. It's called HULC, H-U-L-C. And it stands for the Human Universal Load Carrier. They're also working on another one. You'll see it in action here in a second. It's called Talos. Okay? It's a tactical assault light operator suit. And that literally makes somebody impervious to bullets or whatever, like an Iron Man. And it's not coming. It's already here. And by the way, these are movies that have been out there in people's minds, and I wonder why. Maybe it's to encourage them to, like, hey, wouldn't it be great if you'd not just watch these superheroes, but maybe become your own Hulk or Iron Man one day, or Wolverine or War Machine and all that stuff. And believe it or not, I'm just going to prove to you, this is exactly how they're pitching it. This is just one easy example. Then we'll move on. This one's from the Army. And the Army admits with all these new superhero external enhancements to soldiers, it's going to make the new soldier of the future. Here's their commercial. Watch this. Hey, that looks like the mountains of Germany. Maybe it's just me. Not coming, already being done. I mean, not just being a soldier, but today's technology, a super soldier. Where you can live out your movie dreams. I mean, with all these external enhancements, they will literally turn you into Iron Man, the Hulk, the Rocketeer, War Machine. And I'm sure that's just by chance that Hollywood's keep pumping out those movies. Now, that's just the first step, right? Now, if you had those abilities, if you tried to resist, what would happen to us? We're toast. But that's just the beginning. If you're going to create a super soldier externally, then why not go the next step? And they are internal enhancements. What if we combine not just this technology on the outside of man, what if we start combining it on the inside of man? You know, you guys remember the shows even from back in the day. I mean, how many guys didn't dream to be like Steve Austin, the bionic man, or the bionic woman with that bionic dog? And as cool as that was, the only mistake, it should have been a wiener dog. Now that would have racked up the ratings. How many guys still make that noise? Yeah, whatever. Three of you understand what I'm talking about. Again, don't do it now. YouTube it later. Bionic man, what's this? Whatever. You know you did it as a kid. But let's move on. But see, that was just a show. They don't really have bionic. Not coming already offered as an upgrade for soldiers. Not just external, internal. Now combine man with machine and give you. Oh, by the way, we'll get to that in a second. But let's. You can have a bionic eye. Just like the bionic man together, you could see. Whoa, not coming already here. Now again, the bionic nose, right? You may or may not want one of those. We'll just move on from that. But you can smell, like, because dogs have a heightened smell. We'll give you one of those bionic exoskeleton. Now that's what you actually saw on that army video. The things that were strapped there. I forgot to mention that thing gives them the ability to make it was either 7 or 9 feet vertical leap. How'd you like to have that next time you're playing basketball, right? But again, this technology gives you bionic abilities, not coming, already being done, also for soldiers upgrade. You can have a bionic hand as well, a bionic lungs. You can have a bionic heart, believe it or not, bionic pancreas, okay, and a bionic brain. Again, they're big on the brain chip, brain machine interface. We'll get to that in a second. But hey, maybe it's not just bionics. I just not want to be able to run faster, jump faster, see better. What if I go even further with technology and I begin to merge and I basically become a cyborg soldier with all kinds of upgrades? Well, believe it or not, that's exactly what they call them, the new coming cyborg soldiers. Watch this.
There are hundreds upon hundreds of agencies in the U.S. government, and those agencies often have agencies within them. And now the Department of Defense has just created a brand new one. And this one has a really futuristic name. It's called the Biological Technology Office, or BTO. And it will cover lots of amazing programs that would get any sci-fi nerd excited, or scare the living out of an enemy of the U.S. It all depends on how you look at it. The new agency will deal with programs coming out of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, which involve combining living stuff with technology. So things like brain research and synthetic biology. For instance, they'll oversee a bunch of programs aimed at understanding the human brain in order to develop cybernetic prosthetics that will actually integrate with the nervous system. So basically, the technology will allow the DoD to create robo-people.
Organic and biomechatronic body parts. He's a cyborg.
You should probably move.
They said the age of heroes would never come again.
It has to.
The agency will also work on a technology that allows humans to control robots remotely with their minds.
That would never happen. If you were here last week, we saw with the brain chips, they're pitching this not just for soldiers, but the average Joe. Remote control people. Cyborg. That cyborg, again, I'm sure it's by chance that DC Comics has their own thing against Marvel, but they're pushing that cyborg guy, half man, half machine. I'm sure it's just by chance. But can you imagine if that was really done to a person and you and I were trying to resist? What would happen? You couldn't stand. What if he had a whole army like that? You're toast. And then if they were asked to do something dastardly, like take out these your fellow countrymen, the remote control, It's crazy, folks. I don't think it's my chance. They go on to say that these upgrades, if you can burn a combined man with technology, a cyborg, for soldiers, that you could actually, first of all, erase their thoughts from PTSD, as we saw last week, you know, from all the harsh things they have had to do, right? Maybe even doing something against your morals, whether you want to or not, and you got to live with that. We could delete it now. Don't worry about it. Now, I will say this, and I don't have proof, but go back to, I didn't mention what Hitler did with his army injecting with the pharmaceuticals. Those that weren't killed from it, they came home and what? Committed suicide. Now, I'm not saying I deny PTSD. I think that is a thing. But you add this, and we know it's still going on from these Nazi scientists that were brought over, even in our own country. But how much of this, when people come back, it's because of this stuff that's being done, whether they realize it or not. Makes you wonder. But they say if you combine man with machine, this internal enhancement, we could delete it if you do got PTSD. They also say, again, that we could provide, you know, see that guy that was running? What was he in communication with? Airplanes, helicopters above, also on the ground with the little drone there and all that stuff. And what was it doing? Communicating with him, right? And this is what they say. If you can combine this and get a brain chip and these soldiers create this cyborg, then they can instantly download the battle plans. They can instantly see what is seen up in the air and things of that nature. Or they can instantly be given new fighting skills. Again, just like we saw last week with what? Neo getting jacked in the back of the head. Hey, I know Kung Fu, right? This is actual technology. In fact, I'm going to tell you the actual program. Check it out. It's called, I'm not making this up, the TNT program from DARPA. To download for soldiers instant information and instant training to save a lot of money. And I quote, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, has spent millions of dollars developing implantable microchips that will allow the human brain to directly communicate with computer systems. The TNT program seeks to advance the pace of skills training by activating the peripheral nerves with the goal of reducing the cost and duration of the Defense Department's extensive training regimen. Quote, it will accelerate learning and reduce the time needed to train soldiers who are required to perform complicated skills. The TNT program will enhance existing training methods so that men and women of our armed forces can operate to their full potential. Just like the Matrix movie. It's a program. I'm not making it up. Check it out. TNT, DARPA. But again, remote control. Is that really real? Are they? Do they really want to? It's bad enough that externally and now internally accessing thoughts, deleting thoughts, but would they really want to create this remote-controlled soldier? Yeah. In fact, this isn't from JoeSchmo.com. Of all places, it's the Science Channel. And they admit that this technology is already here, but it's been a long goal of the military to create remote-controlled soldiers to take them over just in case you need to at a time of crisis. Watch this. It's on tape.
Brain-machine interfaces, a technology that marks the beginnings of a new kind of man, the cyborg, the robot man. But as usual, before there is a man, there is a rat. In this case, the robot rat. A remote-controlled rat. Neuro-robotic technology can be applied in different directions. The brain controlling the machine or, inversely, the machine controlling the brain. Two electrodes in the sensory cortex of the rat send stimuli to the zones connected to its whiskers. When the rat follows the signal sent to its left side and turns in that direction, it is rewarded with a discharge into its pleasure zone. This discharge produces a flow of dopamine, providing instant pleasure. This zone is also called the brain's reward center. We possess a reward center too, just like the rat. So it's no coincidence that these researches are partly funded by DARPA, the U.S.'s defense research agency. Neuroscience will bring us the soldier of the future. A remote-controlled soldier? A soldier who, in the midst of the battle, can be sent crucial data and information downloaded into his brain?
A soldier who can control his fears and command firepower by thought. At this stage, anything is possible.
Yeah, sure is. And it's not just the U.S. Every major developed country is doing these kinds of things to their soldiers. Now imagine if somebody could push a button and hijack these soldiers all over the world. Imagine if, for some reason, people started to resist and rebel against these people trying to take over the world. How would we stand up against that? It's nuts. Well, at least they're never going to... Americans never going to shoot an American. I would hope not. But with this technology, what could happen? I'll do it anyway. It's sick, folks. You wonder why God's coming back to shut these guys down. They don't care about us. We just saw on tape, legally they think they have their workaround. But we're a bunch of dogs to them. They can do whatever they want, just like Hitler did with the Jewish people. But let me give you one more. External, internal, I wonder what they would do next. Hey, that's right. It rhymes with genetic enhancements. Now, don't get distracted again, because again, this is not a chicken. This is a regular bird. Okay. But don't get distracted. I always get embarrassed when my wife, she always posts these photos of me, right? And it's just, I'm like, come on, honey. I'm trying to be modest here. I keep wearing these baggy jackets to hide the guns. I can't do that. You can't do that. Now, see, you just missed your point. You used to say, yeah, you're right, Pastor Billy. Yeah, you. Genetic enhancements? Yeah. I mean, haven't you seen the Marvel movies? Not just War Machine and Iron Man, but Captain America. You know, remember the movie? He started out this like scrawny guy, and then they pumped him full of these fluids, put him in this cooker, and he popped out like Pastor Billy? That was your second chance, and you blew it. Remember that scene? Watch this. Let's take a look at that.
We begin with a series of micro-injections into the subject's major muscle groups. Serum infusion will cause immediate cellular change. And then, to stimulate growth, the subject will be saturated with vital rays.
Serum infusion beginning in 5, 4, 3... Now, Mr. Stroud.
60.
Instant pecs, man. I could use one of those machines. 0 for 3, people. I gave you 3 tries. You ruined it. 3 strikes, you're out. Right, honey? Honey, that's it. 0 for 4. But that was just a movie for... Notice even part of that movie plot. It was the Germans working with us in America. How do you like that? Is that better than the Hawaiian vampire? I'm working on it. The Germans working with us, the German scientists working with us to do the genetic modifications. That's not by chance, because that's what's happened. And it's an actual program, again, from DARPA. Not just the remote control soldiers, the TNT program. Listen to this, and I quote, DARPA is modifying DNA, this is a direct quote, to build a superhuman army to create, this is a direct quote, the perfect race. What's that out of? That's out of a page from Hitler. You wonder why we brought their scientists over to ours. Quote, it's not a thing of the future, it is now. DARPA has set out to modify the human species by creating a race of super soldiers, and these soldiers will be, just like Captain America, modified transhumans capable of extraordinary things, including a soldier that can run faster than any human alive, a soldier who does not eat or sleep for days, or one that could even regrow their limbs. You're thinking, that's crazy. No, it's not. Lizards, certain lizards can do that. So they take the lizard DNA and put that into humans so they can actually do it. This is not a joke. There are things that DARPA is working on. These are the things that DARPA is working on. They are genetically modifying humans in this way, quote, it's like something from the pages of a science fiction novel, or should we say science fiction movie that they keep pumping out for propaganda purposes. Because, hey, that's so cool. That's exciting. Can you imagine being Iron Man? Can you imagine being scrawny like that, put in this cooker with this genetic fluid, and you come out looking like Pastor Billy? Praise God, one of you got it. No, it's to warm people up. Wouldn't you like to be like that? Wouldn't you want to be a superhero? Literally this time? Not just watch it? This is what they're doing. Oh, and that's, let me just share with you, and this is not coming, already being done. These are some of the genetic upgrades that they want to bring. Okay? And I quote, they want to bring supervision. Right? Okay? They also want to bring super dense bones. Now, you can actually check this out online. Basically, in a nutshell, I don't have time to go into this. Too deep for the sake of time. But basically, they've been going around for a long time around the planet, and they've been cataloging and taking samples of what is called DNA anomalies in people. And they find out that there's people like this, dense bones. You can look this up on YouTube. People have dense bones, freaky strong bones, and they do not break. It's just it's a DNA anomaly, it's called. So what they've been doing is they've been going around, traipsing around the planet with all these different genetic anomalies, taking the genetic sample from that person who's affected with this, and then they isolate that gene so they could use it for their purposes. This is what's going on. So they find people with supervision, they take that. They find people with super bones, they take that. Super flexibility, super pain tolerance. One of them was like this, called like a pain vaccine. They inject you with it, and this is on tape. You can get stabbed or shot within seconds. You don't feel nothing. You just keep moving forward. Not coming, already being done. Super sleeplessness, super strength, just like Captain America, instantly. Super immunity from disorders, super immunity from diseases. Super tolerance for temperature, no matter what climate, you can thrive. Super breathing for high altitudes, super universal blood. And super crystal clear underwater vision, you know, just like Aquaman, another superhero. And you know what? You keep this up. You got the external. You got the internal. Now you got the genetic. And the next thing you know, you could pitch people like this. Hey, who wouldn't want to be a real live these people? Marvel, X-Men. Wouldn't it be great? You could become one yourself. And that's exactly how it's being pitched. And if you don't think that the military is working on genetically modifying people, for various reasons, like we just, here's just one easy example. This guy admits it. And listen to the one reason that they're genetically modifying their stomachs for. It's on tape. This is absolutely wild. Watch this.
Human enhancement technologies are being researched into ways in which we can change the very nature of us as humans, and this has important impacts on soldiers and the ways in which we fight wars. As examples of technologies that are being researched at the moment, exoskeletons and prosthetics. These involve adding mechanical means or new limbs to amputees and others to increase their strength and endurance, such as the tactical assault light operator suit. We have cognitive enhancements. These involve pharmaceuticals, brain stimulation, electronic brain stimulation, and other means to reduce the need for sleep and increase the capacity to operate under stress. There's also some interest in changing nutrition and eating. Some of the more extreme examples of this are changing someone's stomach so that they can digest cellulose, which means that soldiers can eat grass. In terms of enhancement and ethics, there's been a lot of ethical interest in enhancement for a while. Some of the general concerns that people have around enhancement are changing our very nature as humans. If we enhance ourselves such that we're no longer the same as we are now, are we still human?
Where do you even start on this one? That's a mouthful. Let's break it down. First of all, what did he do? He just admitted the three things we just talked about of enhancements, literally in order. First, they're working on what? External enhancements. He just said that. Second, internal enhancements with brain stimulation, brain chips, that technology. And he admitted what? Genetic enhancements. And the one that he brought up was, we can genetically modify a soldier's intestines so they could digest cellulose, which means they could not just eat grass, but then because they can do that, they can get nutrition from that. And the rationale is, then we wouldn't have to give them MREs. We wouldn't have to worry about a food supply chain issue in the time of war or battle, because soldiers can eat grass, and that's just about everywhere on tape. But it's that last thing that's also very concerning. What did he admit? That how much can you genetically modify these guys, and what's the ethical challenge? They're no longer human. That's a great question. And it's not just a great question. I'm starting to wonder. I wonder if that's another reason why we see God making this pronouncement, as we saw last week, in Revelation 14. Revelation 14, 9 through 11. A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark, where? On the forehead, which would involve like a brain chip type scenario too, or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. As we saw last week, why is it? Why is it that God says that people who take the mark, you're doomed? That's it. It's over. Game over. You don't go collect $200. It's over. Your fate is sealed. You're unredeemable. You are not going to get saved. It's basically a one-way ticket straight into the lake of fire. Why? Well, as we saw last week, not saying thus saith the Lord, maybe on top of it's because they chose to worship the Antichrist instead of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's all it is, as the text says. But maybe with this brain chip, brain control interface we saw last week, maybe it's because as soon as somebody who took this in their forehead and they got access now to their thoughts, as soon as the thought of Jesus or God came into your mind, it was instantly deleted. Or it got flooded with other thoughts or music piped in to distract you. Maybe they'll zap you to deter you from doing that. Maybe they'll flood you and your brain with negative, horrific emotions to deter you from ever thinking about that again. Or maybe they'll just shut you off as a human. And now add to this. What did the guy say? How far can we genetically modify these people and they're no longer human? Again, not saying thus saith the Lord, but could this on top of it also be why these people, you take that mark, you're doomed? Maybe it's because you're no longer human. Jesus died for humans. Maybe that's why. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? But as we close, if you don't think that the world really is working on super soldiers, they are. Every developed country is. In fact, it's at a stage now. All that I share with you, I call it over-the-counter information. They admit this in public, in print, on videos, as you just saw. My general rule is, with technology, we're 20 to 30 to 40 years behind the actual technology. So if you've already got this going on, what do you got going on that we don't know? Think about that. But not only that, it's getting so verbose now that these countries are bragging and openly admitting, yes, we not are creating, we have super soldiers. Watch this. This is crazy.
The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is working on a super soldier program, a $3 billion super soldier program to be exact. The project got started to help make a metabolically dominant soldier. So, in layman's terms, the military is studying on how to use technology and biology to combine man, machine, and science to transcend the limits of the human body. The project director was actually quoted saying, "My measure of success is that the International Olympic Committee bans everything we do." So basically, he wants to create soldiers that are so beyond any normal person's limits, they would be considered superhuman, and therefore wouldn't be allowed to compete in the Olympics, which is both scary and a dream come true all at the same time. Because yes, we'd have real-life Captain Americas, but let's face it, it's only a matter of time before it ended up in the wrong hands, and boom, we have real-life supervillains. The capability of wall-crawling, which, being the huge Spider-Man fan I am, I say heck yeah to that one. Also, flight and enhanced strength, which is probably the two top things people would want if asked what superpowers they could have. Not to mention invisibility and being able to carry huge weapons on your back, kind of like War Machine. But I did say this was a super soldier program, meaning they're trying to alter the genes within our bodies to make humans stronger and superhuman without the help of gadgets. They're working on drugs and genetic enhancements and some technology that would allow for regeneration, just like Lizard from Spider-Man, faster healing just like Wolverine, enhanced strength just like Captain America, and even something that would make you like the god of thunder Thor, where you can operate without sleep for days without lack of performance.
So it sounds like something out of a movie, the threat of a bunch of human weapons with biologically enhanced capabilities. Pretty sure that's the plot line to Captain America, but the reality, we might be talking about Captain China. That's according to a new warning from the Director of National Intelligence about the threat from China. And by the way, a warning that has rare bipartisan agreement.
China intends to dominate the world economically, militarily, and technologically. They intend to be the world superpower.
He says China's efforts include human testing to help develop soldiers with those biologically enhanced capabilities. And that is why, of all things, we are talking about super soldiers right now.
Now let's tell you what's happening in North Korea. Men break through layers of bricks. One man runs in and smashes his head on them. Others have rods smashed on their bodies, followed by some hammering on their hands. Then one man smashes two glass bottles together, adds them to a pile of shards, and lies on them shirtless. All of this while the Supreme Leader sits and grins with his ministers. This was not an episode of North Korea's Got Talent. This was Kim Jong-un telling the world to not mess with his country. The footage we showed you was aired on the North Korean state media. They say it was a message for their enemies. North Korean soldiers have quote-unquote iron fists to protect their country. I'm sure they do. But the level of self-harm they inflicted here makes you wonder if North Korea needs enemies at all. Also, who exactly are these people? Are they super soldiers? That's what social media is calling them. They're certainly extraordinary. Some say they're enhanced fighters, that they have been genetically engineered.
But that wouldn't happen. Oh, by the way, that was just the U.S., China, and North Korea in order. If you don't think Russia and the other developed countries aren't doing the same, turn to somebody and say, stop eating chicken. You got chicken on the brain, man. That's a foul thought. Get it out of your head. It's not true. You know they are. And then if somehow you were able to access all these armies in a time of crisis, you and I finally catch on. Hey, wait a second. These guys are trying to take over the world. What would happen? Could you defeat those guys? And they come at you like a swarm? But again, not only that, I think as we close, maybe put everything together we just saw. Now, let's go back to the Battle of Armageddon. Right? How in the world is Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet going to dupe the planet, whoever's left at that time, to do something dumb, the ultimate dumb thing? I almost hesitate to say this, but even dumber than eating chicken, right? I mean, this is the dumbest thing of all, to try to take on God. It's the ultimate suicide mission. Who's going to fall for that? What if that lie that comes out, that demonic lie that they spread to the whole world, they don't say this. They don't say, well, hey, that's Jesus Christ and the church coming back riding white horses as God split the sky and he's coming through the spirit realm. No, it's an alien invasion from another planet. And we need to use our technology externally, internally, genetic, and use all and humanity once again, just like the Marvels, save the day. And in fact, if you don't get that, they've already produced the movie to put that in your brain. Remember this scene? Watch this. An alien threat from another spirit realm. Watch this.
Right in the crowd.
I can close it. Can anybody got me? I can shut the portal down.
Do it! No, wait. Stark, these things are still coming.
I got a nuke coming in. It's going to blow in less than a minute.
I know just where to put it.
No, it's a one-way trip.
Save the rest for the turn, Jay.
Don't you know? There was an alien threat from another world that was coming through a portal. But thankfully, we had all this superhero technology at our disposal. And we all banded together one last time to save humanity. And so, do you think it's really outlandish to think that maybe Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are going to go through the whole world? And of course, they're going to lie. That's what Satan is. He's the liar, the father of all lies. And they're not going to say, hey, we need to take on God. Hey, we need, look, Jesus Christ. The sky will part. He's coming back. That's his church coming back with them, riding on white horses. I ain't going to say that. It's an alien presence from another world. And we need to band together one last time to save humanity. You know, just like the Marvel movie. And if you think that's crazy, watch this as we close. I'm not joking. The brain chips, and I quote, "This device could be used to heighten the awareness of an individual's surroundings and present a manipulated and misleading perspective on what is happening around the implanted person. A soldier could be manipulated with the implant into believing something was happening due to a certain message being transmitted to the implant when, in actual fact, an entire different reality was occurring. So therefore, it will look to them like an alien invasion. When no, it's Jesus Christ coming back with his church." What an evil, sick, satanic entity Satan is. You liar. You deceiver. That's exactly what the Bible calls. You murderer. You know why? Because he knows he's doomed. He's headed to the lake of fire. Jesus Christ whooped him on the cross. And he knows he's coming back to put all this down. But he's so stinking evil, he hates mankind. And he's seen how many people he could lead him, even at the very end in his defeat. How many people could be a part of this bloodbath? And it is, because God never loses. The Bible tells us what's going to happen. Right? You can try to take on God all you want. But here's the results, Revelation 14:20. "They were trampled in the winepress outside the city, and the blood flowed out of the press, rising as high as the horses' bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia." Translated, that is, the blood from this battle, the people who dared to think they could take on God, was 4 feet deep for 200 miles. That's Satan. That's what he's up to. And Klaus in the game are building that ruse before our very eyes. And that's why Jesus said, you better run, freak out, and go to the hills. No, he didn't. He said this. That's at the end of the seven-year tribulation. We leave prior. So what's the point of knowing this? Our departure's got to be near. When these things begin to take place, man, you're even seeing the setup for the end event of the seven-year tribulation, not just the beginning. You need to stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. God isn't going to tell us the exact day nor the hour because we goof off. But how many signs has he got to give us? Hey, church, it's getting close. It's getting close. So what's the response? Not fear, faithfulness. Finish strong. Don't get distracted. Don't go AWOL. We're soldiers for Christ. We serve him, not this wicked world system, not ourselves. We're here for Jesus. And we're here to tell people there's a one way out of this mess, this nightmare that's coming. God's not just a God of wrath. He's a God of love. And he tells us in advance what is coming to the planet. And he's made provision to take the way out. That's why it's called the good news gospel. Nothing to be ashamed. And if you're here today and you haven't done that, you need to do that. This is not a joke. It's not a game. Turn to Jesus today. Ask him to forgive you of all your sins. As we sung in heartfelt response, the blood of Jesus saved my soul. Forgive me my sins. On my way to heaven. If you would just do the same, that could be true of you. Amen? Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you were blessed with this study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you go to heaven and not hell? Before you answer that, let me share a couple things that the Bible says. Did you know that the Bible says that God is holy and that we are not? And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death? In other words, we deserve to die and go straight to hell and be separated from God for all eternity. This is the great cosmic dilemma. God, who is holy and we are not, how can we have a relationship with him? The two will never mix. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this, even though God already knows he's God. And so God, out of love, gave us something called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not something to just memorize or stick on your wall or give the appearance of being a religious person. The Ten Commandments were God's divine x-ray, if you will, into our heart and soul to reveal this truth that we need to admit. And that is this, that God is holy and that we are not. We are disqualified for heaven. So let's take a look at that divine x-ray that God's trying to get us to realize. The Ten Commandments, the ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That's lying, okay? How many guys have ever told a lie? Raise your hand, okay? Well, if you didn't raise your hand, you just did. You just told a lie because we've all done that. Well, that makes us a liar. Another Ten Commandment says that you shall not steal. Don't ever take anything without permission. How many of you guys have ever done that? Well, you guys already said you're a bunch of liars. All of our hands should have went up on that one. If we're being honest, God already knows. Folks, we've all taken something. We've stolen something. Right? That makes us a thief. Another Ten Commandments says that you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. He's not just holy, even his name is holy. Hey, folks, let's be honest. If you can believe it, even the name of Jesus Christ has been turned into a common cuss word. Well, the Bible says that's a sin of blasphemy. Now we're a blasphemer. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And Jesus said, here's his standard. Even if you look at another person with lust in your eye, you committed adultery in your heart. Wow, so now we're an adulterer. The Bible says you shall not murder. And you might think, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? Again, the Bible says that the sin of hatred, wishing somebody was dead, okay, that's the same thing. It's akin to the sin of murder. It's just you pulled the trigger in your heart, but God sees the heart. Hey, folks, that's just 5 out of 10. How are you doing? You still think you're going to get to heaven on your own? You still think that you're qualified, that you're holy like God, and you could bridge the gap and have a relationship with him forever? I don't think so. I mean, what did we just see? You're going to stand before God, and so am I. We all are. And we're going to have to give an account for who we are. Hey, God, let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer. I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer. And the scripture is very clear, folks. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're in trouble. But folks, here's the good news. The Bible says that if we would just admit that, that's the first step. To admit that God is holy, that I'm not, I'm disqualified for heaven, I need a Savior. If we would admit that and then ask for the Savior to save us. That's what God was doing with Jesus. God gave us his son, Jesus Christ. He took the death penalty in our place so that we could be completely forgiven of everything we've ever done and be made holy through Jesus so that we can now have a relationship with God both here and now and forever in heaven. We can become qualified. The word that the Bible uses is a word called pardon, that God is willing to pardon us of all of our sins and crimes that we've committed against him and disqualified us for heaven, right? And we've actually seen this work in real life. There's been people who have committed crimes, gone to court, the gavel's been passed, the judge has said, hey, listen, we all know you're guilty, you even admit you're guilty, And for your crimes, you're going to not just jail, you're going to await in jail to go to the death penalty. And did you know that there actually is a way that somebody could get off of death row? It's called a pardon. The one in the authority, the governor, can grant what's called a pardon for that person's crimes, and they literally can go free. Not because of something they did, because the deeds are already done, you can't undo it. Not because of they tried to clean up their act while they were stuck in the jail cell, because that doesn't change anything. But simply out of mercy, the person who has the authority can give them a pardon and they can go free. And did you know it's actually on historical record that there have been people who have been granted a pardon from the death penalty and they've refused to take it? And so even though the offer was there to be set free, they themselves still had to go to the death penalty. Folks, in a nutshell, that's what God's doing every single day with all of us this side of heaven. While you still have breath, you still have an opportunity to receive God's pardon. He's willing to forgive you of all your sins if you would just receive his pardon through Jesus Christ. Again, that's what he was doing on the cross. The cross was the death penalty of the day. But since we weren't there, and since we can't earn it, it's a gift from God, you have to receive that by faith. Reach out even today from your own spiritual jail cell, if you will, and say yes to Jesus and God's pardon so that you can be set free and go to heaven. The Bible says that if you will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. Hey, folks, if that's you, don't delay. You may not even have tomorrow. Today could be your last day. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth he is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the grave. And the Bible says you will be saved. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. If there's anything that we could do for you, our information and number will come up here shortly. And please don't hesitate to contact us. But remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.